Today, Shir Masech, the Yivam, Daf Kuf Yud Beis. We will begin a Mitzvah Shem with Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah, Yivam Misham B'Tar Shalai Shem Yoyim. If the Yivam is still within 30 days of when the Yibam took place, and she claims that Loin Nevalti, she claims that she never had any relations with her husband, the halacha is Kaifan Aiso Sheachlos Loi. We forced the Yavam to do Chalitza. Says the Gemara, Mantana, whose opinion is it? That applies to Yavam until 30 days, Mukum Ines Anafshe. A person, even though he's living with his wife, could hold himself back from having relations. Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Rameyhi. This opinion is the opinion of Rameya. The Tanya we learned in a Brysam. A husband who married a wife, and then comes to Bezin and says, Tanis Psulim, that he married this woman under the assumption that she's a psul, that she's a psula, that she's a virgin, and he had relations with her, and it turns out she's not. And he claims that this woman was Mazana, that this woman had an adulterous relationship during this time between Kedush, between the Erisin and the Nesuin, which we often explain in our shur means. During that period, the woman is a eshes ish. She just still lives in her father's home. And therefore, he contends that this is a woman who is an eshes ish, that was mezana. And of course, he doesn't want to continue living with her. And the main issue, as the Rishonim explain, which is their issue here, is she entitled to ksuba? Because as far as him saying, I may not live with her because she had this inappropriate relationship, we had a concept in our previous year. We're going to speak about that concept in today's year again, of Shavya Nashup Chaticha Desura. He could say that as far as I'm concerned, this woman is also to me, and that has nothing to do under any circumstances. A person always had a right to say that. The question is he believed to deprive her of her ksuba? So says Rameya, that within 30 days he's believed. Because we could believe him when he said that he didn't have relations with her till now. And now was the first time he had relations with her. And now, the first time he had relations with her, he discovered that she's not a ksuba. Apsula. Rav Yossi says it has nothing to do with time frame. Rather, Nistra, if the husband and wife were secluded together, so then Lauter. He's only believed if he says this claim immediately if they were together. Lai Nistra, but if they were never together in all their years of marriage, even after many years, he could still make this claim. What do we see? That Remeir is the one that ties it to the time frame of 30 days. So our Mishnah, which also connects it to that time frame, is following the opinion of Remeir. Rav Amma, Afil Tem Rav Yossi. Our Mishnah could even follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, for explains Rava. At Kan L'Kamar Rabbi Yossi Hasam, there Rabbi Yossi connected it to a fact. Were they secluded? Were they not secluded? Because there, we're referring to Arusasai the Gispa. As we explained, the woman that we were speaking about in this case of the Machloikus of Ramei and Rabbi Yossi is a woman who is his Arusa, and not his, they just didn't have Nesuin. And therefore, such and a woman with whom he has the familiarity because she's his arusa, by such a woman we are concerned that they did, of course they did bia immediately. But our Mishnah is speaking about a Yavama. A Yavama is his Eishes Achiv. Mizus Bazmimena. He's not so quick to be intimate with her. And since he's not so quick to be intimate with her, he's even believed later. Ask the Gemara, so if this is the case, where she comes and she says within 30 days, he did not do be with me, we believe her. And if he doesn't want to consummate the marriage, he should do chalitza. Ask the Gemara, instead of forcing her to do chalitza, as the Mishnah said, he should force him to do yibum. So the Rishonim ask a question. We've been learning our Masechta, and we never saw a case where Chazal, or the Torah certainly, or Chazal, force a person to do yibum. So the Rishonim ask that here where the Gemara is suggesting we should force him to do yibum. Where do we have a precedent, asked the Rishonim, that we should force somebody to do yibum, that the Gemara is suggesting that that's what the Mishnah should have taught us, that we could force him to do yibum? That's the question that the Rishonim ask. So the Rambam says that what the Gemara means to say is not that we actually force him to do yibum. We never force anybody to do yibum. Rather, he says what it means is that what the Mishnah means to say is that we're forcing him to take care of the situation. How can you take care of the situation? Either through yibum or through chalitza. And the question the Gemara is posing is why does the Mishnah only speak about chalitza or yibum? Another explanation that I saw the Yamsha Shloimeh suggests, of course, under normal circumstances, we've never found that we force somebody to do yibum. But here we're referring to a situation where he's claiming that he did bia. Since he's claiming that he did bia, it's only she who's saying that they didn't do bia. In such a situation, if you said you do bia and she said you didn't do bia, so do it again. Amar Rav, says the Gemara, Amish is referring to a situation that she received a get. After the bia that he claims he did, he gave her a get. She claims that there was no bia. And therefore, if there was no bia, and all she has is a get, as we learned so many times in Amasechta, a get alone doesn't take off the zika. All the get does is makes that she's not a candidate for yibum, she's only a candidate for chalitza. And that's why, but yibum, once she has a get, as we just said, is no longer an option. Since yibum is no longer an option, that's why the Mishnah says that the only option left to make this woman not have a zika on her anymore, that she should not be considered shemeres yavam anymore, and that she could get on with her life, is by doing chalitza. Meisvei, asked the Gemara, who just explained that our Mishnah is referring to a case where she has a get. Ask the Gemara, it says, the Braisa says, if the woman, the Yivama says within the first 30 days of the Yibum, that I did not have Bia, immaterial to what he says, we force him to do Chalitza. If, however, this claim was made after 30 days, then we can't compel him, but rather mevakshim himenu shiachas lo. We ask him to do chalitza. Next case, he omers nevalti. She says there was bia v'hu omeloi balti, and he says there was no bia, but he doesn't want to remain married to her. So the halacha is a reza yoytz beget, because after 30 days we believe her not more than we believe him. We believe that there was a bia, since that we believe that there was a bia, so therefore it's considered that they consummated the marriage. She's a regular Ashes ish, that the marriage is terminated through a get. Hu amar ba'alti, he says that there was bia. V'hi omeres, and she says, lo nevalti, there was no bia. Abishaz v'amar lo ba'alti, afterwards he concurred and said there was no bia. We accept what he originally said because of the contention that we've been learning throughout the shir, that after 30 days did the bia. And what is required? The tzara get. He requires a get because the yibum was consummated, and also chalitza because she says there was no bia. And in order for her to be able to get married to anyone, the halacha is that she has to have chalitza. So from the third case, what do we see? That that there was no get. Because what was the Bryce's psak in this case? Tzorach get the chalitza. But if you're going to say that there was a get already, how does the Bryce say that we have to now give a get? Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Ami, the way to understand the Bryce, tzricha chalitza im geta. She already received the get. And what the Bryce means to say is that besides the chalitza, we also have the get that she already received, and coupled with the get that she already received, we also now have to give her, we also, now she should get a chalitza. What would be the halacha in a case where she says, loy nevalti, and he says, and the Braisa said, it makes no difference what he said, under all circumstances, and the question is, do we also require a get? That in a case where he says ba'alti. So Yamsha Shlomo says that he should give a get. Why not give the get that will solve all the claims? So Agamar just said that the reason why we gave chalitza and yibum is not an option is because shigitza yaitzu b'tachas yada. She has a get. And since she has a get, she can no longer be a candidate for yibum. So ask Tosfos, even though the yibum is believed, we should, and we said umavakshim imenu, we just learned, we ask him to do chalitza. So ask Tosfos, why is it only mevakshim imenu? Why is that we only ask him to do chalitza? Why don't we compel him to do chalitza? Because according to her version, she can't get married until chalitza. And why should we not therefore compel him to do chalitza that she should be able to get married? Answers Tosfos that the chalitza ceremony is a humiliating experience for the yavam. The yavam, as we learned earlier in our masechta, the yavam spits at him, and all these psukim that we learned that are read speaking about his not willing to do yibam. So therefore, he has an excuse why he doesn't want to do chalitza, and therefore the Braisa said mavakshim, we ask him. Another pshat that the Ritva says is that the Yavam is claiming that he likes this Yavama and he wants to marry her. And since he wants the Perseida to remarry him, and therefore he wants to have Yibam. However, the halacha is, even though she received the get, but of course this is a very difficult issue. Why? Certainly if it's a Kohen, then he can never do Yibam once he gave a get. He can never marry her. But there's a question. What is the halacha when we have a woman who's a Shemeres Yavam, had Yibam, had a get, and then had Yibam, a real Yibam, then they got divorced. So we know, as we've learned numerous times in a Masechta, that a Machz Gushasai, if somebody divorces his wife, but she did not yet get remarried to someone else, he could take her back. What would be the halacha in the case of a Yavama that he married, the Yibam, divorced? Can he take her back? Clearly, Ritva's opinion is that he could take her back. And that's why he doesn't want to do chalitza, because he says, I still want to have the option that even though I gave her a get, to be able to take her back. But if I'm going to do chalitza, then the halacha that we've learned of kivin shleibana, once he didn't do bia, shuvla yivna, he loses that opportunity. That's why we ask him to give chalitza, but we can't compel him. Rav Ashi says that we're talking about a get. And why does she need another get if we already got a get? Answers the Gemara. Hasam get lizikasa. The get that was given was only for the Zika. And we learned that even though Midaraisa, it's really not very meaningful, it does accomplish, at least Midarabonim, that she's not a candidate for Yibam. Hacha get lebiyasai. Since he's saying that he did Biyah, and the halacha is that if Biyah is done after the get, midaraisa, she becomes his wife. That's why another get would have to be given. Says the Gemara, Hani Shnei Moidim. In a case where Yavam and Yavam both said that there was no Bia, and says the Gemara that Dosla Kameh de Rava, this situation was brought to Rava with a Shaila. Amlu Rava, so Rava told him, Chalutzala, Du Chalitza, and Sharli Tigna, and that will solve the issue. As the Gemara, Amalei Rashar Yil Rava, Vatanya, Ham, we just learned that in such a case, Hatanya Tzricha get v'chalitza, and it's not enough just chalitza alone. Amalei, so Rava responded, Itanya Tanya. If that's what the Brisa indeed paskin, that a chalitza alone is inadequate, you also have to have a get, that's what should be done. Says the Gemara, Barmina Hoin, Bereid and Rav Nachman, Merev Nachman. Tzerasa Mahu. The question is, a Yivama that had Yibum, and we assume that the Yibum was consummated with a Bia. If the Yibum was consummated with a Bia, as we've been learning from the beginning of Masechta, once that was done with one of the Almanas of the brother who died without children, it exempts all the other wives of this brother. Tzerasa Mahu. What will be the Halacha? And now she claims that there was no Bia. And by her claiming that there was no Bia, that's been the subject of our Shia today. There's a requirement for Chalitza, there's a requirement for a get. But what is the status of the Tzara? Is she allowed to get remarried? Or does she have to wait until this woman with the claim, her claims are satisfied with Chalitza? Amalei, v'cheim neish anu kaifim. Because if under certain circumstances, we force him to do Chalitza, as we said, if it's within 30 days, of the Yibam. Or if it's after 30 days of action, pass the Tzara. And the way to Rishonim explain this Gemara, and we refer to this at the beginning of the Shir, there is a concept of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Dasura. Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Dasura means that this woman, by making this claim that there was no Bia, which she has a right to do, says that I'm still a Shemeris Yavam. That is a halacha that we have to take into consideration. But explain the Rishonim and explain the Gemara, when Chazal gave a woman the right to say Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Desura, that's only as far as she alone is concerned. But that has no bearing on the Tzara. As far as the Tzara is concerned, we follow the Chazaka. And the Chazaka teaches us that presumably he did do Bia. And therefore, since we have a Chazaka that he did Bia, there is no reason to Tzara's status should be affected. We learned in the Mishnah and the Deres Hassam, and the Deres Hano, says the Gemara Tanan Hassam, B'shonai Aymerim, Shalosh Noshim, there are three women, Yoytzis and Noytos Ksuba. Even though we compel the husband to divorce her, she's still entitled to the Ksuba. Ameris Tamei Anilach. If a woman comes and says that I had an adulterous relationship, and she is the wife of a kohen, and the halacha is that a wife of a kohen, under all circumstances, becomes usher if she had relations with another man, even if it was be'onus, and she's believed, again explained the Rishonim, because of the concept that we've been speaking about, of Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Desura, and moreover, the Rishonim explained, a woman walking into Beis Din and making such a strong claim that she had this type of relationship, no woman would make this claim, they suggest, unless she was saying the truth, and that she's entitled to Ksuba, because she's saying that she was Nensa. And we'll show him take it a step further. They explain that she's saying to him, if I wasn't married to you, if I was married to a Yisrael, this wouldn't be a problem, because the halacha is the wife of Yisrael, that's Rechman Litzlon Nensa, is allowed to go back to her husband. So it's only because you're a kohen that I'm in this predicament. So she's saying, since it's only because you're a kohen I'm in this predicament, you have to pay the ksuba. If she says, Hashemayim Beinila Benecha, you aren't able to have relations with me, to as well as all other men, And the only one that could really know that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nobody else knows what happens in the privacy of a husband and wife. So if she's making such a claim about a husband, she's believed. Next, if she says, Netula ani min Yehudim, she says that she doesn't want to have tashmish with anybody. She's saying she doesn't want to have tashmish with anybody. Obviously, because it's difficult for her to have tashmish. So that's, again, a situation of an oinus. This is beyond her control. That's why she's also, because she's unfortunately in such a difficult situation, the halach is she's entitled to be divorced and get a ksuba. But then, says the Braisa, Chazru Loimer, then they turned around and they said, Shloitei Isha Nesenes Einei Ba'achar. Chazal were concerned that a woman really is looking to get out of the marriage because she wants to marry someone else. Umakakel Sabala. And therefore, Umakakel Sabala, but she doesn't want to lose her ksuba. So she makes one of these claims to be able to get out of the marriage on one hand, and on the other hand, still get the ksuba. And as the Miri explains the Gemara, what the Gemara means to say is, there were too many experiences that Chazal saw that was what was really going on here. And because there were too many experiences that was what's really going on here, they started to say we should not believe them. Elo, Haimeres Tumei Anilach, if a woman makes this claim that Tumei Anilach, that I was Nenas, the Loch is Tavi Rai L'Dvara. She has to bracket it up with proof. If she says, Hashemayim Beini L'Benecha, you ask for Derech Bakasha. We can't compel the husband to divorce him, but she's making this claim, and we ask the husband, she has the job, and we have the job of trying to get the husband to come around and divorce her and give her a ksuba. But if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. Netula ani min Yehudim, yofa chelkoi. He, the husband, could be made from the darm of a wife that pertained to him. And then they could continue having tashmish. But detain the tulum min Yehudim. But she'll be usur to all other men. Ibailuhu. Netula min Yehudim. If a woman made this nether, that she's not going to have tashmish on any men, liyovim mahu. What is the halacha regarding the yovim? It makes sense that when she made this nether, she intended to say that anybody that she could possibly marry, I don't want to marry. So somebody, who is she referring to? Her husband or other men that she can marry after her husband dies and or divorces her. In this case, but her husband's relatives, which in her mind, she can't marry anyway. You can't marry your husband's brother. Me mask adata the mayis bala. She isn't thinking, suggests the Gemara, that maybe my husband's going to die without children. Vinofl kamei yavam, and therefore my nether should apply, doesn't apply to the yavam. And therefore, if the circumstances come about that she does fall to the yavam, even though there is this nether in her, it shouldn't be applicable to her and her yavam. I lie. She does think about the possibility that maybe my husband's going to die without children, I'm going to fall to Yibam, to this man. And therefore, she's saying, I don't want to have tashmish with anybody. And as Rishonim explained, what she's trying to show to her husband, it's not that I'm trying to get out of you. I don't want to have relations with anybody. So what will be the halacha? Do we assume that the nether applies to the yavam, and therefore she can't have Yibam or not? Rav Amar Yavam in a Kabbal, the Yavam is not considered like the husband, and the halach is that she never intended that the Yavam is included in another, and therefore, if she does fall to Yibam to him, they could do that Yibam. Shmuel Amar Yavam Arei Kabbal, and she had him in mind as well. The husband, when, as the Gebraisa suggested, is made for his portion, that has nothing to do with his brother. And since it has nothing to do with the brother, then that stands. Amar Bai Kavasei Dera Mestabra. Rav's opinion that she wasn't thinking about the Yavam makes more sense. The Tanan, Haneder Sanam Miyavam B'chayi Bala. If a woman makes another that she won't have any benefit from a yavam as long as her husband is alive. We force him to do chalitza. Vim isa, but says the Gemara, the maska data. If we're going to say that when she makes such a neder, she always thinks about the yavam as well, so, and that she made this neder, that she should be able to get out of a chiv yivam, so we learned, im niskavnim lechach, if that was her intention, then even she made the neder in the husband's lifetime, we ask the yavam to do chalitza, and we don't force him to do yitzim. Mevakshim miboilei. The halach is that we should ask him, not that we should force him. Says the Gemara, hachem ma'iskin be'eshesheyesh le'bonim. That when she has children, she certainly didn't think about the yavam, the kulahai le'maskodatim. Aval ein le'bonim. But if she had no children, so when she had no children, we assume that she had in mind the yavam in her nether. So ma'im mevakshim. Why do we ask him to do chalitza? We should force, because she wanted to ask, because she can't have yibum, because she made this neder. Adatani im niskavelkach. And if that's the halacha, why did the Mishnah speak if she, while we try to determine what were her intention, afil b'chai ba'al b'vakshim man ashiach l'sla. Why is it only when the husband died, even when the husband was alive, the same halacha ought to pry? Lifting listen to the dog, but medvar memur m'sheyesh le'bonim. So then we say that she didn't think about the yavam. Aval ein lebonim, mevakshin. El shmami no loishna yesh lebonim, loishna ein lebonim, kaifin aysoi. We force him to do chalitza, that because she's not assuming about anything about yibam. So there was nothing wrong with her nether that we should say, that why should I accommodate her? And that's exactly what Rav held, that she doesn't think about the yavam when she made this nether. Shmami no. Hadron loch be shamai, hadron loch be shamai, hadron loch be shamai. Says the Mishnah, cherish nasa pikachas. If an individual is a cherish, and as we often say in our shurim, when we speak in our Mishnayis about a cherish, the cherish we speak about is a deaf mute, who is considered an individual who doesn't have das. He's an individual who doesn't have das, and the question is, cherish nasa pikachas, if he married a woman who's not a chereshes, or Pikeach shenasa chareshes, imrotza lahoitzi yoitzi. In both of these cases, a get is acceptable, because even if the woman who's receiving the get is not a woman who has das, it doesn't make a difference to us, because das is not required to receive a get. A get mederaisa can be given bal karcha. A get can be given against the will of the wife. Imrotza l'kayim, if he wants to stay married to her, yakayim. He has every right to remain married to her. Shame, shehu, kindness permisa. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, even though the cherish is not a bardas, so if the cherish is not a bardas, how could he give a get? Says the Mishnah, the same way that the kedushin of a cherish happened with whatever limited das he has, kachomaitzer permisa, so too is the get that he gives also given. That way, it's given with that das. But the gerushin are connected to the kedushin. So if the kedushin, and we're going to speak in Mitzvah Shem, what happens if his status changed while they were married? But in this case, his status did not change while they were married. And since his status did not change while they're married, whatever way he got married, that's the same way they got divorced. The Mishnah said, from Matzal Kayim, Kayim. Why not? If they want to stay married, why would we think that they can't remain married? So Tosfos explained that since the Mishnah speaks about Yoytzi, on the how this marriage can be terminated, so the Mishnah speaks about the other case where Yekayim had a marriage that if they don't want a divorce, the marriage could very well be preserved, even though there's no Chiddush. So a very important part of our perek that we're going to be discussing is the fact that a cherish, a deaf mute, is an individual who's a deaf mute, and halachi is considered an individual who doesn't have das. There's an interesting tshuva for Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, but about Baruch Hashem, we know that with the advanced medical care that exist nowadays, there are individuals who are born as deaf mutes, but with different medical innovations, they become able to communicate. And the question is, how do we look at this cheresh? Do we look at it that this cheresh is an individual who was unfortunately born a deaf mute, and since he was born a deaf mute, he is considered, the halacha labels him as an individual who doesn't have the proper das. And therefore, even if he studied or whatever and he became advanced, that halacha status can't change. Or do we say that he, Baruch Hashem, can communicate? What is the issue of a cheresh that he can't communicate? This person, through being taught and whatever other conditions he fulfilled, he's able to communicate. So Rabbi Yoshev takes a lenient approach. Rabbi Yoshev says that the entire concern that Chazal had with a cheresh is his lack of communication. And an individual who lacks the skills to communicate, Rabbi Yoshev says, is the individual that Chazal determined is a cheresh, but that's not considered bar das. But a person who is able to communicate, that is a person, even though he wasn't born with that ability, he was trained, he's not considered a cheresh. And so too, this is a tshuva from Rabbi Yoshev, and the Kaibis tshuvas, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud. So too is the opinion of the Marsham, and Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Mem, that he considers him a bar das. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Shas Tshuvas Micha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Daled, is not as clear, and he says a very interesting psak. He says he can't declare that this person is considered as a full-fledged bar das, and all the halachas that apply to every man and woman, to every Jewish man and woman, would apply to these individuals as well. Because at the end of the day, they were born this way, and even though they were trained, the training doesn't take away that status. But he has a very interesting psak. He says the halacha equates the cheresh to somebody who's completely not a bar das. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that means he wouldn't even be mechuyev in the Zayim mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman that he is considered somewhat a bar das, that he at least is chayev in mitzvahs to the same degree as the Zayim. Mitzvahs the same way at least as a ben noyach, and therefore he'll be chayiv at least in the Zayim mitzvahs b'nei noyach. There's an interesting question that the Paiskim, we're learning in our Gemara about the cheresh, in our Mishnah, about the cheresh that got married. What do we do by his marriage? We know that by every Jewish marriage there's a birchus erusin, and yes, it's the Sadeh Kedushin who says the Birchus Erusin. But he's really acting as the shliach of the chosin. But here we have a chosin that is not able to speak. So how could the Masada Kedushin act as a shliach for a person who can't speak? This is a discussion that the Beis Shmuel discusses. And he says that the only time a bracha would be recited is if at least one of the two, either the chosin or the kala, are able to speak. But if they're both deaf mutes, then the halacha would be that they wouldn't be able to speak. And the Shaul Tshuva Tzemach Tzedek says that the wedding of a cheresh and a chereshes should be done, as our Mishnah said, b'remiza. And since it's done b'remiza, therefore the halacha will be that that's the way he communicates, and that's why it'll be a good Kedushin, albeit, as we're learning in our Shurim, it'll only be a Kedushin that's valid Midrabanan, as we're going to get into those discussions. I saw that there are a number, that the Yerushalmi makes a very interesting distinction. The Mishnah just said, Kishen Shukainis be, just like he married her with Remiza. The reason he could give her a get, because he gives her a get, be Beremiza. So, The Yerushalmi says, and that's all acceptable, as we just said with Rabbanim. Says the Yerushalmi, that's by Kedusha Kesef, or by Kedusha Shtar, where a Cheresh, as we're learning, does not really have the ability to do a Kedusha in that way. But when we're talking about Kedusha Bia, Kedusha Bia is having the act of Bia. When it comes to the act of Bia, a Cheresh is equal to everyone else. And therefore, suggests the Yerushalmi, that if a Cheresh married his wife with Kedusha Bia, so it's a full-fledged Kedusha. Now the get is going to be given Beremiza. A get Beremiza cannot break a Kedusha that was full-fledged Kedusha because it was a Kedusha Bia. Says the Mishnah, Pikeich Shenos Bikachas. If you have a Pikeich and a Bikachas, they got married, and then Nischarsha. And then, unfortunately, the woman became a Chareshes, and Reutze, if he wants to divorce her, Yotze. Because the fact that she now is a Chareshes and doesn't have Das doesn't bother us, because Midaraisa, a get, is valid even if she has no Das. Vimrotze, if he wants to stay married, fine, Yikayim. What happens if a woman, during the course of the marriage, the status became she became deranged? The loch is loy yotze. And even though, as we keep on repeating, there is no das required for get, so the fact that she isn't the baal das, why does that make a difference? The Gemara, as we're going to learn, Rashi says Chazal were concerned for this woman. If we're going to divorce her, what's going to be with her? And that's why the halach is that such a woman should not be divorced. Nescharish who? But what happens if he's the one that became a cherish? On the shtata, he became a shaita. So the husband, to an effect, a get, has to have das. And here we're talking about an individual who doesn't have das. And therefore, enemetzia lomas, there is no way for him to terminate the marriage because he doesn't have das. And since he doesn't have das, he can't give a get. And from here we see, say the Poiskim, that the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Eben Ezra, Simkuf Chavov, Sivov, that we've been discussing the halachic status of a cherish. And we're saying that the halachic status of a cherish is the halachic status of a cherish is that he's not a bar das, because he doesn't have the ability to communicate. But the question that's discussed already by the Rishonim is, what would be the halacha if he wasn't always a cherish? He's now a cherish, but he wasn't always a cherish. Do we say that the cherish that we're saying that's not considered a bar das is only the cherish that was always a cherish? But if he wasn't always the cherish, that isn't the halacha, or makes no difference? Our Mishnah clearly teaches us, and that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, that we look at his current status. And if currently he's a cherish, even though he wasn't always a cherish, he's considered a cherish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Neimai Ish Nescharsha Yoitza. So Rabbi Yochanan Nuri asks, why is the halacha that if a woman is a chereshes, she could get a get? The Ish Nescharsha, but if a man unfortunately becomes a cherish, Eina Moitzi, he's not able to give a get. Amar Loi, so they responded, as we've been learning throughout our shir, we can't compare the husband as a party of to the divorce to the wife. A woman does not have to consent to a get. And since a woman doesn't have to consent to the get, the halach is the get is a get, even if she doesn't have get. Das. But a husband can only affect the get if there is consent, there's das. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan, Gugodel Chareshes. There was a Chareshes, a Ktana Chareshes, Shesia Avia, that her father married her off, where we had a Kedushin Daraisa, as we keep on learning in our Masechta. The father has a right, Midaraisa, to marry off his daughter, as long as she's a Ktana. And now, if the husband wants to divorce her, yaitse beget. The halach is that she could get divorced with a get. Amrloi, so the Chacham said to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, according to what Rabbi Yochanan Ben Gugodah said, we see that even though she has here a kedushin deraisa, she still could receive a get. Afzu, so similarly, a woman, even if she was a pikachas when she got married, and now she became unfortunately chareshes, she should still be able to get the get. And the reason that she could still get is because the get doesn't require das. Shnei achim charshim, says the Mishnah, if you have two brothers who are charshim, the sun shnei achis charshis, who are married to two sisters who are charshis, or the shnei achis pichos, or the two charshim are married to two well women, or the shnei achis, or to two women, achis charshis, achis pikachas. Or you could have a situation of shnei achis charshis, two sisters who are charshis, the sun shnei achim pichim, are married to two men who are both pichim, or married to two men who are both charshin, or l'shnei achim, or to two brothers, echad cherish, where one brother is a cherish, and therefore that kedushin is only kedushin drabonon, v'echad pekeach. In all of these cases, harelu p'toros min chalitzim reyibam. V'mhayu nochris, but if these, because in all these cases, we have a situation of achos ishtai. V'mhayu nochris, if these two women are not related to each other, yikantsu, the wife who should be taken into Yibum. The Yibum is a Chiv Drabonin. And he can't do Chalitza because, as we've learned extensively previously, Chalitza is not an option by Chareshes because even though the reading of the Psukim by the Chalitza is not absolutely essential, it is essential when we speak about a woman who can't speak. It has to be somebody who could speak. If somebody could speak and they don't speak, it's not essential. Following the concept that we learned earlier in the Masechta that Kala Roy Labia ain't Bila Makevispa, the Kosha ain't Roy Labila Bila Makevispa. Says the Mishnah, Shnei Achim, when you have two brothers, Echad Cheresh Vechad Bekech, one is a Cheresh Vechad Bekech, Nesuin, the Shnei Achim Pichis, to both sisters are Pichis. So says the Mishnah, Meis Cheresh Ba Bekachas, and the Cheresh who was married to Bekachas passed away, and his wife falls to Yibum, to the in front, to the Bekeach. Mayasa Bekeach Ba'al Bekachas, the halacha is what should happen here. So he says, Teitzei, the woman, the wife of the Cheresh doesn't have to have Chalitza or Yibum, because she is a Chos Isha. Why is she in a Chos Isha? Because the Bekeach's marriage to the Bekachas is a full-fledged marriage midaraisa. Since it's a full-fledged marriage deraisa, this woman, who is the sister of his full-fledged wife, is exempt because of a chayis isha. But, says the Mishnah, meis pekach baal kekachas, if the baal pekach, the bekeach baal pekachas passed away, and now his wife falls to Yibam, to the cherish. She falls to Yibam, to cherish, that's a zika deraisa. But he's married midrabanon because he is a cheresh, so his marriage is only midrabanon to the sister. What should be done here? Ma yasu cheresh ba bikachas. So the halacha is moitzi ishto beget. He has to divorce his wife because she's a chois zukukosoi. The eishes achiv and his wife's and the eishes achiv is a surah olam because she still has the zika, but he can't do the Zika because she was an Achais Isha. He can't do Yibam. And he can't do Chalitza because, as we just said, a Cheresh can never do Chalitza. Next case. Shnei Achim Pichim. Nesun l'shtei Achios. Achas Chareshes v'Achas Bekachas. Meis Bekech Baal Chareshes. Mayas Bekech Baal Bekachas. Teitzei, the woman who's the Yivama, could go out because she is a Achais Isha of his wife. He's a Bekeach. And a Bekeach's marriage, even though the wife might be a Chareshes, it's certainly a marriage, it may even be a marriage deraisa. However, Meis Bekeach Baal Bekachas, Mayas Bekeach Baal Chareshes, where his Kedushin is only the Rabbonon, because she's a Chareshes, but the Zik is a deraisa. So therefore, what he has to do is Moitzes Ishto Beget, as Eishes Achiv, he could do Chalitza on, because he's a Bekeach and she's a Bekachas. Shnei Achim, Echad Cheresh Vechad Bekeach, Nesun l'shtei achios, achas chereshes v'achim b'kachas. Meis cheresh b'al chereshes, the cheresh that's married to the Chereshes passes away, Mayasa Bikeach Baal Pikachas, Teitz Mechama Shoisha. This woman is his wife's sister. There's no Chiv Yibam. Mayas Bikeach Baal Pikachas. But what happens if Bikeach Baal Pikachas dies? Mayasa Cheresh Baal Chereshes. Moitzis Ishta Beget. Because she's a Choysu Kukosoi. There's a Zika Daraisa here between this Yavam and him. And the marriage between him and his wife is not really a strong marriage because he is a cheresh and his wife is a chereshes, so the kedushin are only the kedushin derabbanan certainly. Veishes ochiv asur loylam because he can't do chalitza because he's a cheresh. A cheresh can't do chalitza and he can't do yibum because he's a chois ishtay. Shnei achim, echad cheresh v'echad bekeach nesum l'shtei nachrius. Pechos. Two women, one brother's a cheresh and one brother's a bekeach, and the two women are not related to each other, and they're both pichos. Meis cheresh ba bekeachas, mayas bekeach ba bekeachas. So since he's a bekeach, and now yibam, and now his sister-in-law falls to him, he could do either chalitz or yibam, like any regular man can do. Meis bekeach ba bekeachas, mayas a cheresh ba bekeachas. So the brother-in-law that she fell to is a cheresh, koinus, he has to marry her. He can marry her because there's no issue. These two women, as we just said, are not related to each other. Why? Because we indeed learned at the beginning of our Mishnah that under certain circumstances, a cheresh could give a get. But when can a cheresh give a get? When the kedushin was done b'remiza. So we learned that the kedushin and the gerushin travel together. And since the kedushin was done b'remiza, then the get can be done by Ramiza. But that's in a normal case. But let's talk about our Gemara. In our Gemara, the Yibam, the Chiv Daraisa, is what got them married. Our case. In our case, the Chiv Yibam got them married. So a Gerishim by Ramiza cannot break a marriage which was affected by Daraisa through Yibam. Shtei Achim Pichin Nesun L'Shtei Nochris, Achs Pikachas V'Achas Chareshes. Two brothers who are both pichin married two sisters, two women who are not related. One is a bikachas, one a chareshes. Meis bikach baal chareshes, mayas bikach baal bikachas. Koinus, he can marry the chareshes, but he can't do chalitza with her because a woman who's a chareshes, as we keep on repeating, is not a candidate for chalitza. From rotzel hoitzi, but afterwards he could divorce her. Because a divorce can always be done even against the will of the wife. So even though she is a chareshes, but he is a pekeach, and he giving her a get, which he's able to do, because he's a pekeach, it's a perfectly fine get. However, meis pekeach baal pekachas, meyas pekeach baal chareshes, if the pekeach baal pekachas passed away, what should the pekeach baal Bal Chareshes do? Oy Chayel Samayabim. Because like any sister-in-law that falls, he is a Bekeach, his sister-in-law fell to him, his sister-in-law is a Bekeachas, and Chalitza or Yibim are both options. Shnei Achim, Echad Cheresh V'Echad Bekeach, Nesumah Shtei Nachrius, Achas Chareshes V'Echad Bekeachas, Meis Cheresh Bal Chareshes, Mayas Bekeach Bal Bekeachas, Koinus, the only option is Yibim. Chalitza is not an option because she is a Chareshes. You can't do chalitza on a chareshes, but after you do the yibum, since he's a bekeach, he could give her a regular get, because we don't need her das, we only need his das, and his das is there because he's a pekeach. Ratzel lahoitzi yoitzi, he could give a regular get. However, meis bekeach baal pekachas, mayasa cheresh baal chareshes, koinus, he could do yibum, he can't do chalitza, because he's a cheresh, and a cheresh cannot do chalitza. And he also can't give a get because he's a cheresh. And the cheresh doesn't have das. And even though, as we keep on learning in our Mishnah, the woman involved in a divorce doesn't have to have das. But the man involved in a divorce must have das. And this man is a cheresh. And because of that, there is no option other than remaining married because of the sibum forever.